Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for a 50% chance for rain, with a high of 46. Tonight, cloudy, with a low of 37. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. Seven pairs of Republicans and two pairs of Democrats have filed to run for Illinois governor in the 2022 election. State Senator Darren Bailey and running mate Stephanie Trussell will face Aurora Mayor Richard Irvin and State Representative Avery Bourne, businessman Gary Rabine and Aaron Del Mar, former State Senator Paul Schimpf and Caroline Schofield, venture capitalist Jesse Sullivan and Kathleen Murphy, lawyer Max Solomon and Latasha Fields, and Emily Johnson and Brett Mullen, members of a small group calling for investigations into unfounded claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election. Keisha Smith also filed as a Republican without a running mate, going against state law. Governor J.B. Pritzker and Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton will face nurse and U.S. Army veteran Beverly Miles and her running mate Carla Shaw in the primary. A full list of candidates and their running mates can be found on our headlines page. More news next.
Hi, folks. This is Sandy at Gill Sales. The seasons, they are changing again. It's about time to start thinking about cooking all those delicious meals we partake of for the holidays. If your old range is on its last leg or you just need a new one, come in and see me. We have several gas and electric ranges in stock, which just might fill your need. We also have several refrigerators and freezers. Supply is still low on some things, but we'll do our best to help you out where we can. Come see me at Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield.
Life is a series of moments. Big moments, small moments, moments you want to bottle up so they can last forever. At Edward Jones, we want you to make the most of all of them, whether you're planning for the trip of a lifetime, retirement, or just need some everyday advice along the way. That's why an Edward Jones financial advisor like me works with you to build personalized strategies for today and tomorrow. Life is for living. Let's partner through all of it. I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Abby Rivers. Call me at 842-4696. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
In other news, 57-year-old Sisney resident Brian E. Fitzhugh was sentenced in Wayne County Circuit Court Tuesday. He pleaded guilty to a Class 3 felony count of possession of methamphetamine and was sentenced to 2 years probation and time served. A separate case was dismissed per his plea, and Fitzhugh was ordered to pay $3,405 in fines and court costs. 33-year-old Carmi resident Matthew T. Godern pleaded guilty to a Class 4 felony count of criminal damage to property and was sentenced to 2 years conditional discharge and time served. A separate count and case were dismissed, and he was ordered to pay $583 in fines and court costs. 62-year-old Fairfield resident Kevin J. White and 44-year-old Golden Gate resident Thomas W. Kramer pleaded guilty to counts of disorderly conduct, Class C misdemeanors. White was sentenced to 1 year supervision and had two counts dismissed, and Kramer was sentenced to 1 year conditional discharge and had several cases dismissed. Both were ordered to pay fines and court costs. Members of the Southeastern Illinois Drug Task Force arrested 49-year-old West Salem resident Tamara S. Rich Tuesday, per a press release from the Edwards County Sheriff's Department. The task force also arrested 30-year-old Albion resident Haley N. Ellis. Both were wanted on Edwards County warrants for unlawful delivery of methamphetamine. Rich's bond was set at $3,500 cash, and Ellis was held on $3,000 bond. Members of the task force conducted the investigations in the cases, leading to the issuing of the warrants by the Edwards County Circuit Court. Fairfield police arrested 41-year-old McLeansboro resident Randall D. Cottrell and 32-year-old Fairfield resident Adam B. Barnett III yesterday on charges of domestic battery. 59-year-old Fairfield resident Judy F. Tyler was arrested on a charge of battery. Wayne County deputies arrested 45-year-old Mill Shoals resident Ernest R. Embry on a charge of possession of methamphetamine, and he was also cited for driving revoked. All were taken to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of bond. The Wayne County 4-H Foundation will hold a drive-through fish dinner tomorrow at the Wayne County Fairgrounds Floral Hall. Service will be from 4:30 to 6:30, and the cost will be $12. The menu will include two fried fish fillets, hush puppies, fried potatoes, baked beans, and a cookie. Cars should enter the main gate at the fairgrounds and continue north to Floral Hall. There will be no need to leave vehicles to give or pick up an order. Anyone needing more information should contact Melinda States at 599-6510. State Representative Adam Niemerg says the state must stabilize the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund and pay back the $4.5 billion federal loan used during COVID shutdowns and the explosion of unemployment benefits demands in recent years. He says session ends April 8th, and the state must avoid defaulting on the loan, raising taxes on businesses, and lowering benefits to those needing help.
We're looking at essentially a tax increase on small business owners and business owners throughout the state if we do not plug the unemployment trust fund situation that we're dealing with here. And you'll also see a reduction of benefits for folks that are trying to go on unemployment. So the governor, the Democrats on the Senate and the House, they really need to get with the program on this and keep working class people, put them first, and use these ARPA monies to fulfill the obligation to the unemployment trust fund.
He says paying back the loan will save taxpayers and businesses an estimated $100 million in interest payments. Under current estimates, the Illinois Department of Employment Security has signaled the trust fund won't be solvent again until 2033. Jefferson County Sheriff Jeff Bullard says human remains were found Monday near the intersection of Veterans Memorial Drive and Davidson Avenue, west of the Interstate 57 interchange and just southwest of the Mount Vernon city limits. He did not give many details, but did say the person had been deceased for a considerable time. Coroner Roger Hayes had been contacted to locate a forensic anthropologist to learn more about the death and how long the remains had been at that location. Sheriff Bullard said they had reviewed missing person reports, but had not made a determination on the identity of the individual. The remains were found by people looking for shed deer antlers. The Wayne County Chamber of Commerce plans to hold its townwide rummage sale on April 30th. The rain date will be May 7th, according to Executive Director Libby Lingefelter.
Get your spring cleaning done. Plan on having a yard sale that day. It'll work just like normal. If you want to be on a map, it'll be $5. If you want to add an ad on the map explaining what you have, it'll be a $10 fee. Just call the chamber office or stop by 842-6116 and we'll get you taken care of, get you on the map.
Ads must be typed and 30 words or less. And people can also email them to chamber@fairfieldilcitygov.us. The deadline to purchase a spot on the map is April 15th at 9 a.m. Maps will be available at the chamber office at 121 East Main Street and in the Wayne County Press 1 week before the sale date. Appearing on the Community Connection earlier this month, Lingefelter also says the chamber will bring back the Yard of the Month award later this year.
For several years, we've done a Pretty Up Your Porch promotion. You decorate your porch, nominate a porch, go out, vote on it, and we get a winner. Unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, depending on how this goes, our numbers have kind of dwindled on the porch thing. So we're going back, and if anyone knows what year it was, let me know. But years ago, Mike Dreith informed me they did a Yard of the Month. And so we're going to bring back the Yard of the Month for May, June, July, and August. If it's a huge success, we're not opposed to adding a few more months on there. But if we take pride in what we own and in our community, we're all going to do better.
Winners will be honored with a press release and a vintage sign in their yards. CISNY FFA members Kevin Hyder, Emily Milner, Isabella Klein, Abigail Biggs, Noah Atwood, and Avery Smith took first place at the District 5 Varsity Parliamentary Procedure Leadership Development Event Tuesday at SIU Carbondale. The team will now advance to state competition, to be held in May at Illinois Central College in Peoria. Individual honors included Hyder as first place chairperson, Atwood as second place floor member, Biggs, 5th place floor member, Smith, 9th, Milner, 10th, and Klein, 13th. 60 students from 10 Southern Illinois schools participated. The Cemetery Committee of the Fairfield City Council will meet Monday at 10 at the cemetery office at Maple Hill. It's scheduled to discuss improvements to buildings and equipment, and it will also discuss personnel in executive session. The TIF Committee will meet Monday at 5:15 at City Hall. It's scheduled to hear a request from Feed My Sheep Soup Kitchen for building improvements and to discuss payment to Connor and Connor from the TIF Fund. Chief Judge Melissa A. Morgan and the Second Judicial Circuit of Illinois have announced the appointment of Tanya R. Collins as an official court reporter. She began her appointment last Wednesday at the Gallatin County Courthouse in Shawneetown. She will serve the 12 counties of the Second Circuit, including Wayne, Edwards, Wabash, White, Hamilton, Jefferson, Lawrence, Richland, Hardin, Franklin, Crawford, and Gallatin counties. Judge Morgan, Gallatin County Judge Thomas J. Foster, Court Reporter Supervisor Amy Scott, Circuit Clerk Brittany Capehart, and State's Attorney Douglas Durkop attended the ceremony. The Second Circuit is accepting applications for additional court reporter positions as well. Anyone interested should submit a resume to the Office of the Chief Judge at 911 Casey Avenue in Mount Vernon. People can contact Scott at 244-8036 for additional information. The IDPH reported no new cases of COVID-19 in Wayne, Edwards, Clay, or Jefferson counties yesterday. Marion County added 2 cases, and Wabash, Richland, Hamilton, and White counties each added 1. Lawrence County had its total decrease on the state website. As a state, Illinois announced 1,114 new cases and 18 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 3,058,192 cases and 33,278 deaths. The southern region had a 7-day positivity rate of 1.6% on the 20th, unchanged from the 19th. Last week, a Cook County judge found Illinois DCFS Director Mark Smith in contempt as the agency struggles to place children in proper care settings. This is the 7th time Smith has been found in contempt, with the most recent coming after a 16-year-old spent 366 days in a DCFS shelter without proper resources. Republican David Welter says it's unacceptable to not be better at protecting children in care.
This should be a top priority for the legislature right here in Springfield, and it should be a top priority for Governor Pritzker. We need to act, and we need to act now. We must demand full transparency. That is what is so important. Decisions that are being made in this governor's administration are passing by with limited to no transparency. Why are over 13,000 children being re-abused in a single year?
He says 41,970 children are in state care this year, and all deserve better. Governor J.B. Pritzker has announced a new initiative for children's behavioral health. Kim Howard has the story.
The idea is to evaluate current practices and make it easier for families to access the support their child needs, says the governor.
Maybe your child's developmental disability was evident from birth. You may have learned from a local school counselor that your child needs more specialized support than the district can provide. Or maybe your child experienced a devastating mental health episode and had to be hospitalized.
The effort will be led by child welfare expert Dana Weiner and involves several state agencies.
What we need is an intentional, coordinated strategy to get families the help they need for kids who are struggling. Our current system is difficult to navigate and does not provide families with consistent, transparent solutions to the challenges they face.
Areas to be examined include eligibility for levels of care, barriers to programs, and the needs of kids with various behavioral health concerns. A report is due at the end of the year. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. Fresh cucumbers or green peppers for 69 cents. Family pack assorted pork chops $1.49 a pound. Roma tomatoes 89 cents per pound. Or USDA Choice Beef Chuck Roast for $4.99 a pound. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store located on West Main. Currently in Fairfield, it's 40 degrees. Time now for the stock market report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at 34,548, that's up 189. The NASDAQ is at 14,066, up 144. The current price of crude oil is $107.93, that's down 7 cents since this morning. I'm Jeremy Smith for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 91-year-old Dahlgren resident Hazel M. Bopp died on Tuesday. Hazel Bopp is survived by sons Gary and Robert and several grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews. Services will be Friday at 10 at Sandoval Cemetery. Huey Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 73-year-old Fairfield resident Francis A. Weimer died on Tuesday. Francis Weimer is survived by children Mark, Crystal, and Melanie, seven grandchildren, siblings Ray, Barbara, Wanda, and Lorene, and several nieces, nephews, and cousins. Services will be Saturday at noon at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. 56-year-old McLeansboro resident Sherry Ann Weber died on Saturday. Sherry Weber is survived by her ex-husband Michael, children Elisha, Michelle, Crystal, Michael, and Isabella, five grandchildren, mother Edna, and four siblings. Services will be Saturday at noon at Golson Funeral Home. Visitation will be Friday from 6:30 to 8:30, and interment will be at Shedd Cemetery. 93-year-old Crossville resident Keitha W. Hahn died on Tuesday. Keitha Hahn is survived by her husband Donald, children Scott and Keith, several grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and three siblings. Services will be Sunday at 2 at Crossville United Methodist Church. Visitation will be Saturday from 5 to 7 at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi, and burial will be in Stokes Chapel Cemetery. 49-year-old Flora resident Dale Nicholson died on Saturday. Services will be today at 1 at Frank and Bright Funeral Home, and interment will be in Elmwood Cemetery. 75-year-old Mount Airy resident Robert E. Porterfield died on Sunday. Services will be Saturday at 10:30 at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Visitation will be Friday from 5 to 7, and burial will be in McKendree Cemetery. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
I need four more of the brisket carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for a Thursday check of sports. High school tennis action from Monday. It was Carmi-White County over FCHS 8-1. The Mules' win came from the doubles team of Connor Dagg and Jackson Combs. NBA action last night. Kings over the Pacers 110-109. Knicks beat the Hornets 121-106. Pistons over the Hawks 122-101. Celtics get by the Jazz 125-97. Warriors 118, Heat 104. Grizzlies over the Nets 132-120. Suns top the Timberwolves 125-116, Thunder 118, Magic 102, Mavericks over the Rockets 110-91, 76ers 126, Lakers 121, and the Spurs beat the Trailblazers 133-96. In the NHL, the Blackhawks beat the Ducks 4-2, Maple Leafs 3, Devils 2, Sabres over the Penguins 4-3 in a shootout, and the Canucks beat the Avalanche 3-1. In Major League Baseball spring training action, the Astros get by the Cardinals 10-3, Cubs over the A's 5-4, Rangers 14, White Sox 5, Dodgers beat the Guardians 6-2, Diamondbacks 5, Giants 3, Royals top the Rockies 8-4, Padres blank the Angels 3-0, Reds over the Brewers 12-8, Pirates 6, Tigers 6, Twins over the Red Sox 10-4, Phillies beat the Blue Jays 8-7, Rays and the Braves tie at 7, Marlins over the Nationals 3-2, and the Yankees beat the Orioles 7-1. An American basketball player detained in Russia is in good condition. A U.S. embassy official in Moscow was granted access to Brittany Griner, an Olympic gold medalist and all-star basketball player who the State Department has been pressing Russian authorities for access to. The WNBA has also said it's working with the government to free Griner since a Russian state news agency said her detention was extended until May 19th. It's not clear exactly when Griner was originally detained for possession of vape cartridges with hash oil. UFC superstar Conor McGregor has reportedly been charged with dangerous driving after being arrested in Ireland. McGregor was stopped by police in West Dublin and his Bentley Continental was impounded. He was charged with dangerous driving before being released on bail and getting his car returned afterwards. No other details have been released. Here's the schedule, and of course this is weather permitting. In high school tennis, FCHS hosts Mount Carmel. In high school baseball, FCHS is at home against Centralia Christar Rock Lutheran. The Cisney-Grayville game today has been canceled. It will be rescheduled at a later date. In high school softball today, FCHS hosts Mount Carmel. College baseball, Frontier hosts Renlake College. In college softball, Frontier is at Olney Central College for a doubleheader. The NCAA tournament continues tonight as the Sweet 16 gets underway. Four big-time games are set to tip off tonight as four teams look to advance to the Elite Eight this weekend. In the West region, top seed Gonzaga battles four seed Arkansas, while two seed Villanova faces 11 seed Michigan. Elsewhere, two seed Duke faces three seed Texas Tech, and one seed Arizona battles five seed Houston in the South region. The rest of the Sweet 16 continues tomorrow. NBA action tonight has the Bulls at the Pelicans, Pacers at the Grizzlies, Cavaliers at the Raptors, Wizards at the Bucks, and the Suns at the Nuggets. In the NHL, Blues at home against the Flyers, Blackhawks at the Kings, Lightning at the Bruins, Panthers at the Canadiens, Stars at the Hurricanes, Red Wings at the Islanders, Canucks at the Wild, Senators at the Jets, Sharks at the Oilers, and the Predators at the Golden Knights. Major League Baseball spring training action today. The Cubs at the Angels, White Sox host the Giants, Reds at the Royals, Mariners at the Guardians, Rangers at the A's, Dodgers at the Rockies, Diamondbacks at the Brewers, Rays at the Twins, Phillies at the Pirates, Yankees at the Tigers, Braves at the Blue Jays, Red Sox at the Orioles, Astros at the Nationals, and the Marlins at the Mets. And the PGA Tour heads to the Dominican Republic this weekend for the Corrales Punta Cana Championship. The total purse for this weekend's tournament will be $3.7 million. That is a Thursday check of sports.
I'm Drew Pounson, and here's your classic hits WFIW 104.9 FM forecast. Today, a 50% chance of rain, cloudy with a high near 46. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 37. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a low of 57. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 35. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 48. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 29. Sunday, sunny with a high near 50. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 33. And Monday, partly sunny with a high near 51.